And on our elementary update, we do welcome in Larson Principal Michelle LaPratt this morning. Try to stay warm, right?
Oh, absolutely. It is very nippy out there today. But which might be a good place to start with this morning, because while today and tomorrow it'll be, you know, well below zero, those wind chills, and we won't be sending our little guys out, we certainly do most days. And, you know, encourage our parents to make sure children are dressed. Our school policy is if it's above 10 degrees, we're going to be out there getting them that exercise they need. And so they need to have all those snow pants and hats and coats and mittens and boots, so we know that they're safe and warm outside.
Yeah. What kind of creative things do you try to do to keep them occupied for the inside recess?
Well, sometimes that's difficult. The classrooms do have, of course, activities that children can do. We are fortunate that 2 days a week in the afternoon we run some special teacher professional learning communities. And in the absence of the children being in the room, we have extra physical movement time. So we do have some activities for children in the gymnasium where they can watch some exercise videos. Some of them take them on trips across the country, and they crawl like snakes in the desert and all kinds of things. So that gets them some movement. Mrs. Kelly's been wonderful this past week when we went out and made snow men and then turned them into snow forts later in the week, and the boys and girls really enjoy those activities.
All right. Well, winding up the first semester on Thursday, what else is going on at Larson these days?
Well, just that piece is significant for us. Of course, we have all of the Young 5 kindergarten first grade, and one of the things we just celebrate at the end of this marking period is how much we've seen them grow. They are our early learners. We give them all those beginning reading, writing, mathematical thinking tools, and we see such progress when we do that assessment in the past couple weeks that's a very big celebration on our part, watching these children pick up a book and actually read already. So that's a celebration for us. We also, though, are starting to celebrate some combination activities in February. We have 100th Day coming up, our 100th day of school, as well as Valentine's. And we do an event at Max Larson called Hundreds of Hearts Night. It's a family activity that we're holding on February 6th from 5:30 to 6:30. And at that event, our families come together and go through some centers where they learn to play some math games with their children. We create some craft activities with kids. We have some literacy stations where they can show off the skills that they have and help parents know how to read and write and do mathematics with their children. And then we have some activities in our computer lab, which we keep open for that event as well. So we're pretty excited about hosting that event. This is our second year, and we had great turnout last year.
Well, sounds like you got enough energy going that should keep the kids warm.
Yeah. You know, we also have our student count day coming up on February 12th. That's the second time in the school year that the state of Michigan counts the number of students registered in attendance at a building. So, you know, we always encourage parents, please make sure your child's here on that day. Of course, if they're ill, we certainly don't want them here, and parents should call us and follow that up with a note as well.
All right. Speaking of which, how have you guys battled through the kind of the crud that's been going around?
It's still here. We have children daily coming and going, but we're doing a good job, and we're thanking our parents who are being very diligent about keeping children home if they're not feeling well. You know, if they have a temperature, we don't want to see them for 24 hours and until they can get a handle on that. But for the most part, our families have been very good about making sure that if they know in the morning their children aren't feeling well, they give us a call, they keep the kids home. And so I think we've kept it at bay fairly well.
That's good news. All right, Michelle, thanks for the update, and we'll talk soon, all right?
All right, stay warm.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye.
And again, this is Larson's Pizza Night, too, with Hungry Howie's as well. Michelle LaPratt from Max Larson Elementary in Coldwater with us on this edition of our Elementary Update.